Kids Sports Presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school volleyball.
Loads this one right in the middle of the floor to Bossert. Slide right side. Lambrick, quick termination. Good work, Ma and Lambrick. They really seem to have a rapport going tonight.
Tonight, it's the semifinals of the Lou Platte Conference Tournament in St. Paul. The top four seeds have all advanced, with Kearney Catholic, Wood River, Ord, and St. Paul battling for the title. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Benton set up outside. Bestel block. Connor dig. Sent for Soski. Bestel again for the left side. That time it's over the double block. Morvick with the dig. Tracked down by Lucky Craddup. Attack is blocked up front by Theronbaum. Crusaders pick it up off the floor and pass it across. Free ball. Stars go middle. Mestel attack down and good. Fourth kill for Michaela Mestel.
Game one features top-ranked and unbeaten Kearney Catholic against the host Wildcats. Semifinal number two pits the Wood River Eagles against the Ord Chanticleers. The winners advance to Thursday's championship here on Classic Hits. It's the Lou Platte Conference Volleyball Tournament coming up next. But first at the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to St. Paul High School with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from St. Paul High School. It's the Lou Platte Conference Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for our second semifinal between the 18-5, 10th-ranked Ord Lady Chanticleers and the 17-4, 5th-ranked team in C2, the Wood River Lady Eagles. In the previous meeting between these two squads, Ord picked up the win on the first Tuesday of the year, defeating Centura and Wood River in straight sets at the Wood River Triangular. And Coach Peg Heiss' squad looking for a little redemption to keep Ord out of a rematch with Kearney Catholic in the championship. Kearney Catholic cruising with a 25-8, 25-10, 25-18 win over St. Paul in our first semifinal. We'll look at the starting lineups right after this.
Niccolo looking, they finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal, bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside is Janelle Farmer, 4 seconds. They're earned, the other two, Niccolo, is that good?
Cremosa, another three, in and out, and in. Oh my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Ord is the number three seed, so here is their service rotation. Number eight is a 5'9 senior, Kaylee Pelton. Number 10, 5'8 senior, Megan Alexander. Number 11, 5'9 junior, Melody Reese. Number 14, 6' senior, Nikki Carson. Number 5, 5'5 senior, Sydney McKinney. And number 7, 5'9 freshman, Allison Weliak. The libero for the Chanticleers is number one, a 5'3 junior, in Tierra Krubel. Head coach of the Ord Chanticleers, Wendy Alexander, assisted by Carla Callan and Leanne Smith. Ord is 18-5 on the season. They are ranked 10th in Class C1. Their losses came on opening night to St. Paul. They were defeated by Lincoln Christian at the Wahoo Invitational. They've lost to Kearney Catholic twice and to Gothenburg earlier this season. The Chanticleers were in the C2 state finals last year. For Wood River, they'll serve it up like this. Number 9 is their center, 5'3 junior Kelsey Baum. Number 2, 5'6 junior Alexis Burkhart. Number 13, 5'9 senior Kelly Bossert. Number 3, 5'7 senior Connor Fisher. Number 16, 5'5 junior Madison DeVore. Number 17, 5'9 junior Hope Lambrick. And the libero, number 33, 5'3 sophomore Caitlin Herman. The head coach of the Wood River Eagles is Peg Heiss, assisted by Darren Parlin and Brenda Herkett. They are 17-4 on the season, ranked 5th in the state in Class C2. Wood River, as we said, lost to Ord. They have been beaten by Kearney Catholic, who's undefeated, North Platte St. Pat's, who's undefeated, and Hastings St. Cecilia, who they even took a set from, but St. Cecilia number one in C2. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. It's Ord and Wood River for a spot in the Lou Platte Conference Finals against unbeaten Kearney Catholic. If you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll serve it up next.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Nobody complains when the temperature in your house is just right. But when it's too hot or too cold, you're bound to be uncomfortable. What you need is Rheem Comfort. And Advanced Climate Control is Central Nebraska's Rheem heating and cooling dealer. Advanced Climate Control can do the job from start to finish. Electrical and metal fabrication, too. Ask Advanced Climate Control about Rheem's affordable and energy-efficient line of heating and cooling products, warranties, and tax credits. Grand Island, Hastings, Kearney, St. Paul, Gibbon. AdvancedClimateControl.com. Relax. It's Rheem.
Now, it's a busy time of the fall sports season. A lot of conference volleyball tournaments are this week. State girls golf finished up today. You've got state boys tennis and district cross country coming up this week. Of course, the Chanticleers have done very, very well in their conference action as well, or district conference action. And now, Chanticleer cross country team, who has the defending champion on the boys' side, looking to make some noise. Let's get things underway here. Wood River and Ord. In game number one, we play the best of five here in the Lou Platte Conference Tournament. Also tonight at the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament in the best of three, Overton beat Elwood, Axtell, and Elm Creek just getting underway. Wood River will serve it away to begin our match. Kelsey Vaughn gets it across, and here come the Chanticleers. Left-handed swing of Kaylee Pelton drives it into the back row. Wood River has to just pass it across. Free ball here for Ord. Carson sets to the outside. Alexander has to run it down and roll it across. Dug out by Burkhardt. Set back to Alexis. Hearn Lambrick with a 1-2 punch for the Eagles. Dug up by Carson. Outside will be tapped across again by Pelton. Wood River again has to struggle just to get it back across. It's set over by Connor Fisher. Long rally on the opening point and a miss by the Chanticleers. The set was a little high for Melanie Reese to reach. Down to the floor it goes, and Wood River will score the opening point on their serve of Kelsey Baugh. Baugh fires again. Right down the middle it goes. Carson sets at the net to Alexander. Tries it near side for Chanticleer kill. Most of this team was in the C2 final last year. The two big hitters, Alexander and Carson, are both back. 1-1, first set. Expect this to be a tight, very contested match. Morgan Alexander, the freshman, comes in to serve. Back set right side for Wood River. Driving it across is Burkhardt. Chanticleers with a block up front. Here's the attack by Carson, and she'll terminate. Nikki Carson gives Ord the 2-1 lead, and Alexander's serve it across. Ord has went through some bumps trying to get some of the new girls and fresh faces into the lineup, but they seem to have settled it down here over the last couple of weeks, and a serve for Morgan Alexander. It's 3-1, Lady Chanticleers. A little confusion there in the back row about who should be digging that up. And another serve coming up here for Alexander. A couple of volleyballs got loose out there. And now we're ready to go, and Alexander into the net. And we've seen that already tonight. After the ace serves, you try to put even more on it and ended up with the error. Now Maddie Luehr checks in for Wood River. Back to serve it away will be Alexis Burkhardt. Burkhardt drops it across to the libero, Krumel. Alexander nearly a lift on the set, and it's just tapped across. Bob backs at right side, down for a Wood River kill. Connor Fisher. First kill for the Eagles, and we are tied at 3 as Burkhardt goes back to serve it away. 159 kills for Burkhardt, 152 for Lambrick. Leading the team in ace serves is Burkhardt, and she just picked up another one. Ace serve, Alexis Burkhardt. And Wood River now takes the lead at 4-3. Each team with an early ace serve. At the net, Bossert leads the team in blocks, so somebody different at about every corner doing something good for Wood River. Service across, Carson in the middle, one-on-one, got it around Bossert for the kill. McKinney with the dig, Alexander with the set, and Carson with the kill, and it's 4-4. Game one, best of five. Good crowd on hand here at beautiful St. Paul Gymnasium. And Megan Alexander to serve it again. Thanks to all the sponsors for allowing us to bring you tonight's Lou Platte Volleyball. We're back again Thursday. Middle attack here by Connor Fisher. Down and good to Wood River. Didn't let the Chanticleers have the ball very long. And the scoreboard now reading 5-4, Wood River. Serve across. It's off the mark. Pass is anyway. Carson tries to slap it back over and send it deep. And the error makes it 6-4 in favor of Wood River. Bossert at the service line looking for more. Serves his back corner. It's just deep and out of bounds. Sending it over the heads there of Kenzie Trudick and Tierra Krumel. The first service error for Wood River. Each team with a service ace and a service error. And now Sydney Krumel will come in to serve. The 5'8 senior trying to tie it up here for the Chanticleers. Jump floater into the middle there to Bossert. To the outside, the attack is partially blocked by Ord. It comes over to the Chanticleers. Carson from the 10-foot line cuts it back middle. Dig is made by Bossert. Now on the outside, it's tapped across by Fisher. Ord with a great dig. Morgan Alexander puts it up. Here's Lambrick to tip it over. Again, it's Alexander, who is still on the floor to save it, but Ord dumps it into the net. Good hustle there by the Chanticleers. Alexander with two digs all on the St. Paul floor. 7-5 now, Wood River. And back to serve it will be the Eagles libero, Caitlin Herman. She'll go to her counterpart, Tierra Krumel. It stays in the back row, and then everybody watches the ball fall to the floor. Coach Wendy Alexander, you never know. Sometimes you jump off the bench, but what are you doing, especially at this point of the season? In this instance, she's saying, that's okay, let's stay in there. Mistakes will happen. Just don't want to make a lot of them. Again, a good strong serve by Herman, and Ord hits the net. It just got across. Caught Wood River off guard. Baugh's able to save it. Returned it to the Chanticleers. Here's Drudick on the swing from the left side. It's tongue out by Burkhart. Slide to the outside, and a lift called on Wood River. Yeah, both teams are celebrating, but it's going to be an Ord point. Major League Baseball playoffs currently airing on ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550. Reds Giants followed by Tigers A's. We'll tell you in a minute a score update. Carson serves. Quick attempt outside to Lambrick, and she'll tip it down. Pope with her first kill here for Wood River. So they're not allowing Ord to go on any runs here early in the first set. In your National League playoffs, they go to the top of the ninth. It's still 1-1. Reds and Giants have been sitting on 1-1 almost the whole game. Ord trouble to pass the ball back across, and Allison Welniak will do so. Slide to Lambrick, and she goes up and drives it home. Ball hit the floor, then she fell into the standard, but the point was already over, and Lambrick will get her second kill. 10-6, Wood River. Ord got out to the quick 3-1 lead, and now Madison DeVore to serve, and Ord's decided to use a timeout. We're in the first set of our second semifinal. Kearney Catholic's already in the finals, and it is Wood River 10, Ord 6 on Classic Hits.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And we are back here at St. Paul off the Ord timeout. Wood River serves. Carson sets to the outside. Here's Trudick with the kill for the Chanticleers. Kenzie Trudick with her first kill. And Ord gets what they want out of the timeout, and that is the volleyball back. Game one, 10-7. Eagles with the serve. And now Ord will take it back to Sydney McKinney, 5'5 senior. This top server for Coach Alexander the last couple of years. Now an attack at the middle is blocked up front by the Chanic. Clears Wood River cannot return it. The combination of Allison Welniak and Kaylee Pelton block Alexis Burkhart. We'll give it to Pelton on this occasion. 10-8. And McKinney to serve. Again, 18-5 for Ord, 17-4 for Wood River. Serve into the net. We're right back over to Wood River, and Hope Lambrick will go to the back row. Caitlin Herman re-enters as the libero. That means Burkhart rotates to the front row here for Wood River. Here's Carson, sets to the outside. Left-handed swing by Pelton. Ord's got a couple of lefties in that front row. Now Bossert middle. She'll terminate. Kelly Bossert with her first kill. Makes it 12-8. For as many blocks as Bossert has, she doesn't have that many kills. Third on the team. And the serve is across here by Hope Lambrick. Ord goes to the outside, and they're wide. So Ord gets a couple. Wood River answers with three straight. They take the lead out to five at 13-8. Lambrick wastes no time to Alexander. Carson back set to the outside. Pelton over the double block gets the kill. Nice angle by Kaylee Pelton. She is the fourth Chanticleer to register a kill here in the opening set. 13-9, Wood River. Tierra Krubel to serve for the Chanticleers. Earlier tonight, Kearney Catholic swept St. Paul 25-8, 10, and 18. Krubel serve. Down the middle. Back set right side. Here's Burkhart for the Wood River kill. That's the first for Alexis, and now four different Eagles have picked up a kill. Each team had an ace serve. Got a couple of service errors. Pretty balanced, but Wood River has the lead at 14-9. And Baugh to serve to start our second rotation. Carson sets Alexander left wing. Over the double block, the dig is made by Burkhart. Back set right side, Fisher. Over the block, the dig is made by Krubel. Carson back set Pelton right side for the Chanticleers. Not a lot on that one. It's picked up by Fisher. She'll set to the outside for Burkhart. Tierra Krubel overpass. Free ball here. Bossert can't put it away. Yes, she can. Krubel got an arm on it, but not enough to keep the ball in play. And Kelly Bossert with her second kill. And it is 15-9, Wood River, now up by six. And Baugh with the serve and ace. And the Chanticleers may have to look into a timeout here. That is 6-1 run by Wood River. Coach Alexander off the bench is going to make some adjustments. But Wood River with a nice run going here, leading it 16-9. And the serve, Baugh. This time Krubel gets it to Carson. Goes to the middle. Alexander tips it over the single block. Dug out by Baugh. Bossert got it up for Burkhart, and she rolls it over. Chanticleer is able to pass it across here with Melanie Reese. Free ball, though, for Baugh. Gets it to the middle of Bossert. One arm up by Krubel. Good rally going here, but the ball's going to be hit out of bounds by Ord as they were just trying to send it back over. And it is 17-9, Wood River. And timeout will be taken by the Chanticleers. So it was 10-8 Wood River, but now they're on a 7-1 run. Eagles 17, Chanticleers 9 at the Leuclat Conference Tournament on Classic Hits.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Well, we're back to volleyball action here, and a strong serve out of the timeout by Wood River is going to register a point. Ord couldn't get it back across, jammed into their own net, and Kelsey Baugh continues to fire away here. That's four in a row this time, 18-9, Wood River. Chanticleer is going to try and make some defensive substitutions, but it doesn't help because Baugh fires her second ace, 19-9, Eagles. What a run. And Orr just going to continue to sub in and out here. Krubel in and Allison Welniak out. Trying to find a way to slow down this Wood River attack. Kelsey Boss serve. Picked up by McKinney. Carson at the net. Sets Reese. She'll drop it across. Baugh digs it up. Some trouble here for the Eagles, and a free ball comes across. Carson sends it to the outside for Alexander, and a great dig out of the back row, tipped over by Burkhardt for the kill. Connor Fisher got it up there, and Alexis Burkhardt with the kill. What a play defensively for Wood River. And they're just on one of those runs. The snowball is rolling downhill, and the Chanticleers can't get out of the way. Well, another strong serve. Carson sets Alexander, trying to get her going, and finally down to the floor for Megan Alexander. Her second kill, and that snaps a 7-point run by the Eagles. But the Chanticleers, a huge mountain to climb. It's 20-10, but it's only the first set. We're here for the best of five. Wood River trying to avenge one of their four losses this year as Morgan Alexander serves it overpass. Megan Alexander with the quick swing, can't put it away. Wood River tips it into Reese. She blocks it, but it rolls over to the Chanticleers. Carson with the swing. She's blocked up front by Bossert. Bossert and Burkhardt. And I believe Burkhardt's going to get credit for the block. 21-10. Burkhardt will now go back to serve it away. Very good server, as we said the first time she was back there, to McKinney. Carson gets to the 10-foot line to Alexander, who gets the kill. That was a good piece of hitting there by Megan Alexander. She was behind the 10-foot line, and she got a lot on it, found a big opening cross-court for the Eagles. And now Alexander will go back and serve it away. Or just trying to get something going here so they have momentum going into the second set. Strong serve, Alexander. It goes off the basketball hoop and down to the floor here at St. Paul. The hoops that hydraulically elevate, they are over the court just a tad bit at the back line. And an ace serve for Megan Alexander. This one in play. Boss sets middle. Fisher through the block. Down and good. Connor with her third kill. Wood River 22 at Ord 12. You're listening to the Lou Platte Conference Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits and FlatRiverPreps.com. The serve by Bossert. Backing up to make the play. Drudick. Back set. Carson. The lefty drives it over. Bossert with the pass over the net. Chanticleers go quick and Drudick finishes. Second kill for Kenzie Drudick. Earlier tonight, Kearney Catholic swept St. Paul over at the 4th Kearney Conference Tournament. It was Overton beating Elwood. They play the best of three, and it went three sets, 2-1. Sydney Krumel now to serve for the Chanticleers. Bossert's pass is not on the mark. Ball had to just barely keep it up. Ward free ball outside. Drudick off the block. Good dig by Ball from the Fisher block. Now Connor will dink it across. At the net, we've got a joust. Ward's able to keep it on their side to Drudick, and she'll finish. Kenzie Drudick with three big plays in a row for the Chanticleers. 22-14. And it's still Kaylee Pelton back there to serve. Ward has won four of the last 5 points. As we said, just trying to get a little momentum here with this big deficit in game one. And the serve by Krumel. Takes it across to Burkhardt. Bob backs at Fisher, right side, off the block, down and good. Connor's fourth. Side out, Eagles. And back to serve will be Caitlin Herman. 23-14. Wood River leads it by 9 in the opening set. And Herman fires it over to Tierra Krumel. Alexander sets outside. Carson dunks it down. Nikki Carson with her third kill. And Ward gets to serve it away. Back into the front row will be Kaylee Pelton. Ward has calmed the waters right now, but they just have too big of a deficit, it would appear. Carson to serve, down by 8. Strong serve to Bossert. Good pass to Bob. Middle, Lambrecht, termination, Wood River. Hope's third, game point. Wood River at 24-15, and in to serve is Madison DeBoer for Coach Peg Heiss. Game point number one here for the Eagles. They get the upper hand here in semifinal number 2. And the serve. Across to Tierra Krumel. Carson to the middle of the floor. Sets back row for Megan Alexander. Dug out by Bossert. Boss sets outside to Burkhardt. She drives it off the block. Alexander digs. Carson sets outside. Here's the drive across for the Chanticleers. Kaylee Pelton, and she'll get the kill. So Ward will now serve until this set is over. And Sydney McKinney will go back and serve it away here for the Chanticleers. McKinney picked up a service point last time. Game point number two for Wood River. McKinney keeps it on the near side to DeVore. Stays in the back row. Fisher sets it, but Burkhart can only pass it across. Three ball for Ord. Carson short set middle. The attack blocked by Lambrick on the swing of the freshman Weliak. And the point goes to Wood River. Hope Lambrick finishes it off 25-16 Eagles. We'll be back to take a look at the numbers from the opening set right after this timeout on Classic Hits.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the EMT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
And welcome back to high school volleyball, the Lou Platt Conference Tournament here in St. Paul. Let's look at the numbers we had in the opening game. First of all, for Ord, Morgan Alexander, two service points. One was an ace. Kenzie Drudick, three kills. Sydney McKinney, one service point. Kaylee Pelton, a service point, an ace block, and two kills. Megan Alexander had an ace serve and three kills. And Nikki Carson had a service point and three kills. Ord had 11 kills, one ace block, and two ace serves. For Wood River, Alexis Burkhart, two service points. One was an ace. She had an ace block and two kills. Connor Fisher, four kills. Kelsey Baugh, eight service points. Two of them were aces. Kelly Bossert had a service point and two kills. Madison DeVore had a service point. Hope Lambrick, two service points, an ace block and three kills. And Caitlin Herman had a service point. 11 kills, two ace blocks, and three ace serves for Wood River. They take the opening set over Ord, 25-16. And we'll be back with set two in the best of five Lou Platt Conference semifinals right after this timeout.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find their lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal. At the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
As always, a big thank you to Athletic Director Rick Peters here at St. Paul and all the fine folks for their hospitality. Doug did it with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns. The 2012 Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament second set begins with Ord serving it away, and Morgan Alexander fires. Boss set is well wide. Wood River leads the free ball up there, and Carson is able to knock it home. Baugh hasn't missed many, but that one was well wide, and the Chanticleers will get the kill. Fourth one for Nikki Carson. Ord strikes first here in game two. Service short this time to Fisher. Baugh, there's a back set. Burkhart tips it over the double block, and Alexis with her third kill. So Wood River getting it right back. They're going to extra innings in Major League Baseball. San Francisco and Cincinnati 1-1 going to the 10th. San Francisco has to win to keep that alive. That'll be followed by Detroit Oakland on ESPN 1460, 1550. Baugh serve for Wood River. Alexander's termination for Ord. Megan with her fourth kill. So she and Carson, the top two hitters, also the top two hitters so far tonight. Axtell takes game one from Elm Creek, 25-12 over at the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. And now the Chanticleers serve it across with Alexander. Outside attack, here's Weliak, blocked up front that time by Bossert. Dig is made by Drudick and sent back over by Carson. Here's Baugh setting to the outside. Burkhart blocked up front for the Chanticleers. Sidney Krumel with the ace block. And we saw that become the dominant factor in the first match. Whoever was getting the blocks at the net was getting the job done between Kearney Catholic and St. Paul. Served by Megan Alexander. Wood River right side. Burkhart, quick kill. Gets it right back to the Eagles. Wood River 3. Ward 2. Second set. Burkhart to serve. And Alexis keeps it on the near side to Drudik. Here's the set. Carson on the outside. Comes near corner and no problem. Fifth kill for Nikki. She really got up that time over the double block. Maddie Luehr back in there for the Eagles. And to serve it away for Ord will be Sidney Krumel. And Krumel with the serve. Cuts it to the far side. Two Eagles run together. Lambrick trying to keep it in play. Can Luehr get it over? No, since she was so far toward the scores table, she would have had to bend it like Beckham to get that one around the antenna. And the Chanticleers take the lead. We've got 5-2 on the scoreboard. I must be missing something here. Serves across by Sidney Krumel, and Wood River will set it into the far corner. Carson backs out on the slide. Right side attack driven over by Allison Welniak. Wood River trouble, but they do get it over. In the middle, Welniak tips it across. Dig by Bond. Dumped back over by Fisher. Quick play at the net. Blocked by Carson. One arm up and a free ball here for the Chanticleers. Set to the outside. Great set. Drudik's there. There's no defense and down and good. Kenzie Drudik with the kill. And it is 6-2. Chanticleers with Sidney Krumel serving it away. And the serve again. Good strong serve. Picked up the back row. They get to the right side. Bossert rolls it off the block. Dig made by the Chanticleers. They'll set it. Carson again. Near side. Hammer home. Time out. Wood River. Nikki Carson knocks the air out of the Mizuno. And we'll be back. It's 7-2. Ord in the second set. Wood River took the opener. You're listening to Lee Platt Conference Volleyball on Classic Hits.
A year ago, 6-year-old Nebraska fan Jack Hoffman suffered a seizure. Diagnosed with brain cancer, Jack's story touched Cornhusker All-American Rex Burkhead and the hearts of the Husker Nation. As a result, we at Platte River Radio and other Husker-affiliated radio companies are supporting the sale of Team Jack T-shirts. $10 from each shirt purchase benefits the CureSearch Team Jack Legacy Fund to fight pediatric cancer. Shirts are on sale now, where Husker merchandise is sold at Allen Superstore of Hastings. See complete information at Team Jack on Facebook.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors allowing us to bring you high school sports. Don't forget Kearney Catholic Chase County football on ESPN 1460 Friday night. A D2 top 10 battle here on Classic Hits. Kennesaw at Shelton. Out of the Wood River timeout. Ord will serve, and it's going to be another ace. This one for Sidney Krumel, making it 8-2 Ord. Krumel with 4 in a row now. So the Chanticleers off to a great start. This serve, though, goes out of bounds. And Wood River will get the ball back. So kind of the opposite to how game one started. And back to serve it away will be Kelly Bossert here for the Eagles. First meeting of the year, Ord won. Now the serve out of bounds for Wood River. So right back over to the Chanticleers. First set tonight, Wood River won it 25-16. And now the Chanticleers will have Nikki Carson serving away. And there's a ball loose on the floor here. They run it down, and the serve is across out of Bossert. Baugh has to track that down. Right side Fisher off the double block. Krumel makes the dig. Carson sets outside. And Drudik just wide. Just missed the line on the near side kill. And a break there for Wood River. So we've seen a few errors here in the last three or four points. And Caitlin Strong serve over to Megan Alexander. Here's Carson setting to the outside. Drudick through the double block. It is out of bounds, but was it tip? Ford looking for a tip. Not going to get the call. 9-5. As Wood River gets the point, and Herman serve. Tierra Krubel gets it. Carson. Back row attack by Alexander. She tries to angle it. Dug out there by Burkhart. Run down by Lure, but has to be set across. Free ball. Ward wasn't in position. They might have to take a half swing. Drudick got it over. Wood River didn't get a good pass. Lambrick returns, and it's wide. Out of bounds. 10-5 Ward. Sydney McKinney re-enters to serve here for the Chanticleers. Trying to extend the lead here. Get this second set into their book, but it's deep and out of bounds. Side out, Wood River. And back into the ball game, Connor Fisher and Madison DeVore. And DeVore will go back and serve it away here. Wood River 17-4. One of the losses to Ord, the other losses to number one teams and undefeated teams, St. Cecilia, Kearney Catholic, and St. Pat's. Here's McKinney getting it to the outside for Alexander, and Megan with her fifth kill. So Ord not allowing Wood River to do much here in game two. They got on a big run, two big runs in the first set. And Wood River took a 25-16. Krubel serve. Fisher gets it to Baum, middle to Lambrick, around the double block, out of bounds, but Ord is in the net at a point here for Wood River, so the Eagles catch a break this time. Ord thinking that it is their point, but didn't realize somebody was in the net. So now Hope Lambrick will go back and serve it away. Hope 13 ace serves on the season. And she'll float this one pretty deep, but McKinney makes the play. Carson set. She had a long way to pass that one and did. And now it's dumped across by Baugh for the Wood River point. Kelsey Baugh with her first kill as Kaylee Pelton tipped it over. And Baugh says, I'm going to take it right back where she came from. Lambrecht serve, a little stronger this time at McKinney. Outside attack, here's Alexander. Ooh, a one-arm save by Lambrecht. It's bouncing around to the ceiling, comes down and is playable, and it's passed over. Free ball here for Ord. They don't get a clean pass, and they try to knock it over to the back row and put it in the net. Trying to make too much out of that. And the Chanticleers give Wood River the point. So we're seeing more errors, as we mentioned just a little bit ago, more errors here in the second set than we saw in that first set. And Hope Lambrick to serve. Two-point game now. Ord trying to get back going offense here, but Alexander drops it into her own net. Four in a row for Wood River. 11-10. And Lambrick now to serve it away. Chance to tie it here midway through game two, and that serve nearly an ace. Good hustle there by Pelton, and they get it back over. Baugh sets outside Burkhart, and she's wide. Tried to punch it, really just hit the side of the ball and missed by quite a few feet that time. So Ord able to keep the lead here. And back to serve it away is going to be Morgan Alexander. Set to the outside is wide and driven across anyway by Bossert. McKinney with the dig. Now Ord with a problem, and they don't get it back across. Out of bounds, Point Wood River, 12-11. Back to serve it away here for Wood River will be Kelsey Baugh. Baugh takes the run at it and put it into the net. So Wood River is getting close, but they have not quite caught the Chanticleers, who went on a six-point run there to jump out 8-2. And now back to serve it away will be Megan Alexander. It's Ord 13, Wood River 11, second set, best of five. Wood River won the opener 25-16. Serves at Lambrick, set to the right side. The attack by Burkhart, one arm up by Krubel, returned by Morgan Alexander. Wood River tries to go quick to Burkhart, and she's deep, out of bounds. 14-11. Alexander to serve it away again. Alexander, high lofting serve right into the middle of Bossert. They send it right back to Kelly. She's blocked by Carson. Wood River digs. Lambrick gets it to the outside. Here's Connor Fisher into the back row to Krumel. Alexander sets to the outside. It'll be Sidney Krumel on the swing. Dig by Baugh. Pass to the outside. Burkhart through the double block. Dig is made. This time Carson in the middle, and she's on the line for the Chanticleer kill. Nikki Carson, fourth kill of the game, seventh of the match. Ward with three in a row to go up 15-11. And regain a little bit of that momentum. Don't forget, we are back here on Thursday. Consolation at 6. Championship to follow. Boss sets right side. Tipped and blocked by Carson. Then right back across there by Bossert. Ward sets to the outside. Krumel. She's blocked. Set right back over by Carson. So a chance here for Wood River. Back set Fisher. Around the double block. Termination. Connor Fisher. First of the game, but fifth of the match. Side out. Wood River and Alexis Burkhart goes back to serve. And we wait for the volleyball to get tracked down here. 15-12. And the serve by Burkhart. Pass off the mark. Chanticleers do get a set to Carson. Was it blocked or in the net? They're going to say four hits. Attack error, Chanticleers. Wood River back within two. And Burkhart to serve. Trying to make it a one-point game. And the serve into the net. Side out, Chanticleer, 16-13. Back to serve it away is going to be Sidney Krumel. Back and forth here in game number two. Game of runs to Lambrick. Set middle, Fisher. Blocked up front, an ace block for the Chanticleers. Allison Weliak, the freshman, getting her first block of the match. 17-13 Ord. Sidney Krumel serving. She was back there the last time Ward had a little run. Got him out to the nice start here in game two. She'll knuckleball this one across to Burkhart. Boss sets back row for Lambrick. Good placement. Chanticleer's scrambling to get it back, and Alexander will take a swing from the back row. Burkhart to the outside. Lure with the swing. Dig made off the net by Judick. Carson will redirect it across to the Eagles, who set to lure again. Maddie near side. Dig made. Chanticleer's overpass. Bossert tips it down. Lure got it started. Bossert got the free tip down. Third kill for Kelly. And it's 17-14 Ord. Bossert to serve it away here for Wood River. They're up one game to none. Best of five. Alexander dumps it across, but that had way too much air under it. Still giving Wood River problems, and Lambrick has to pass it across. Free ball here for the Chanticleers. Back set Carson. She'll dunk it down. And they're going to get a call on the left. They're going to call Ord for a lift. I mean, it looks like she's just going up and dunking the ball down. It got her a point earlier, but they're not going to give it to her this time, and Wood River's going to catch a call. And Kelly Bossert to serve. Within two. In the middle, Chanticleer's blocked by Lambrick. It went out of bounds. Give Ord the kill. Allison Weliak. So Ord does get it back. 18-15. Chanticleer's back in the front row will be Kaylee Pelton. And back to serve it will be Nikki Carson. Chanticleer's knuckleball caught up on Fisher, and St. Paul Gymnasium is going to see Lambrick get lucky. Wood River didn't even look like they were going to get it back. Lambrick on the third hit with her back to the net, bumped it into the tank, and it just fell over like a strong serve, and she's going to get credit for the point. Wood River trying to catch up, haven't got there yet. Caitlin Herman on the serve. Chanticleer's go middle. And we've got a net violation on Wood River off the swing of Kaylee Pelton of the Chanticleers. Wood River did pick it up in the back row, so the net violation cost them. Cindy McKinney now in for Ord to serve it away, 19-16 Chanticleers. Far corner, stays on that side, ties up Herman in the back row. Bossert runs it down from off the court, passed across here, free ball Chanticleers. Carson sits outside. Alexander, been quiet for a while. Partially blocked up front by the Eagles. Baugh gets it to Lure, and she puts it into her own net. Attack error gives Ord the four-point lead at 20-16. Wood River has one timeout remaining, and now they're starting to run out of time. Fell behind by six early. They cut it to one and a two, but never did get it tied, at least not yet. McKinney serve across to Bossert. Baugh sets middle, but Lambrick has to go with a standing spike. Almost hits the floor. Alexander digs it up. It's tapped over Pelton. Ward didn't do anything with that gift, and Wood River doesn't do much with the gift right back to him. Couple of taps up there, and it's going to be into the Ord net for a Wood River point. don't know if the ladies on that point didn't know where they were or if they were a little timid, because there was a whole host of opportunities to just knock the snot out of that one. DeVore to serve it away. Addison fires it across. McKinney, it's dug there by Carson and knocked over by Pelton. Wood River sets outside Burkhart. She's blocked, but out of bounds. Point Wood River. Fifth kill for Alexis Burkhart. Ward has both of their timeouts remaining. Coach Alexander did not use one earlier in the set when it was cut to one. She wants to use one now, and timeout will be called. So Ward has the lead, but it's down to two. Chanticleer's 20, Wood River 18. Wood River won the opening set. You're listening to the Blue Platte Conference Volleyball Tournament.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Nobody complains when the temperature in your house is just right. But when it's too hot or too cold, you're bound to be uncomfortable. What you need is Rheem Comfort. And Advanced Climate Control is Central Nebraska's Rheem heating and cooling dealer. Advanced Climate Control can do the job from start to finish, electrical and metal fabrication too. Ask Advanced Climate Control about Rheem's affordable and energy-efficient line of heating and cooling products, warranties, and tax credits. Grand Island, Hastings, Kearney, St. Paul, Gibbon, AdvancedClimateControl.com. Relax, it's
Rheem. Chanticleer timeout. Madison DeVore tries to cut it to one here for Wood River. Alexander on the attack. Clipped the tape. Picked up there by Burkhart. Set back to Alexis. She'll set it across. Alexander got a hand on it. Krubel will set it back to her. Megan tried to cut it short side and put it into her own net. Three in a row, Wood River. It's a one-point game again. Or 20. Wood River 19 in the second set. Wood River won the opener 25-16. Wood River comes back and takes a 2-0 lead. That's going to take almost all of the steam away from the Chanticleer. Carson backs that outside. Pelton, she's blocked. Alexis Burkhart. Ace block, her second, and we are tied 20-20. That is the first tie since 2-2. The board to serve. Now the Chanticleers need to get the ball back. They don't want to give up the lead. Serve to Tierra Krubel. Carson sets outside to Alexander, and she'll drive it through the double block for a Chanticleer kill. Number six for Megan. Wood River caught him, but they couldn't pass him, and Ord will bring back into the front row Melanie Reese. Tierra Krubel goes back to serve it away, trying to even this match at a game apiece. And the serve by Krubel. Picked up there by DeVore. Bob backs that Lambrick, but again, a standing spike. It's been forever since Wood River got a big old swing. Alexander blocked up front by Baugh. Comes back to the Chanticleers. McKinney gets it outside to Pelton. Goes angle. Fisher digs. Baugh dumps it across. Blocked right back by Reese. Sent right back to the pinball machine. Got a little ping pong going. Ord Alexander almost broke her ankle trying to fall back to get that. Lambrick swing. One arm. Two arms. Ord got it back across it. It's in. And Wood River, both teams out of system. The Chanticleers on their side. Carson tries to get it up. It's right above the net. Two sets, and Baugh puts it away for Wood River. Holy moly. There were so many one-timers in that rally. And Baugh able to finish it here with her second kill. 21 all. Timeout. Chanticleers. So Ward will use their second timeout. Wood River will serve. We're not enough at 21. This is the Blue Platte Conference Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Wood River, and Ord.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
Major League Baseball also going on tonight. They've finally seen some scoring in Cincinnati. San Francisco scores at the top of the 10th. It's 2-1 San Francisco over Cincinnati, but Reds get to bat the bottom of the 10th. Detroit and the A's are just underway, scoreless in the bottom of the first. Baseball action is currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550, but it's extremely exciting here in the semifinals of the Blue Platte Conference Tournament. Wood River won the first set 25-16. Ort jumped out 8-2 in the second set, but Wood River has caught him, and now we're tied at 21. And Hope Lambrick to serve it across. Alexander on the attack, partially blocked by Ba. Wood River plays. Middle attack by Bossert, and she gets the kill. Kelly Bossert. And Wood River has their first lead since, well, their first lead of this set. 22-21. Lambrick serves. Carson sets. Alexander over the double block. Picked up there by Herman. Saved to the middle. Burkhardt takes it over. Krumel dig. Carson backs that outside. Pelton tapped it over that block. Easy return, but it's taken right back by the Eagles. Here's Alexander again off the tip. Lambrick with the dig in the back row. That's where it stays for Wood River. Burkhardt will take it across. McKinney with the dig. Very big point here. Pelton on the attack. Dung out by Lambrick. Ball to the outside. Burkhardt. It's dug out again. McKinney. Carson again sets Alexander. Goes to her almost every time. Tip across is dug out. Returned by Baugh. Here's the set. Reese in the middle, and she's deep. Wood River. Ward just couldn't keep going to the same place. And so they changed it up there. Ward has now used their two timeouts. And Reese is going to check out, and Sydney Krumel is going to check back in. Hope Lambrick with the serve. Wood River 23, Ord 21. Chanticleer's got to get the ball back here. Overpass on the serve into the net. It's an ace. And Wood River has come back to force game point now on Lambrick's first ace. 24-21. Ord just trying to slow things down. Subs back in. They'll put Drudik in for McKinney in the back row. But Hope Lambrick trying to finish it off here. Four in a row. Serve across. Drudik passes to Carson, to Alexander. It's overpassed. It's dumped down by Paul, and Wood River wins game number two as they come back to win it 25-21. We'll tell you how they did it right after this timeout on Classic Hits.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back to St. Paul. Let's take a look at the numbers from set number two for Ord. Morgan Alexander, a service point. Kenzie Trudick, a kill. Sydney McKinney, a service point. Allison Weldiak had an ace block and a kill. Sydney Krumel, four service points. One was an ace. She had an ace block. Megan Alexander, four service points, three kills. Nikki Carson, four kills. I had Ord for nine kills, two ace blocks, and one ace serve for the Wood River Lady Eagles. Alexis Burkhardt, a service point, an ace block, three kills. Connor Fisher, one kill. Kelsey Baugh, three kills from the center position. Kelly Bossert, a service point, and two kills. Madison DeBoer, three service points. Hope Lambrick with seven service points, including an ace and one kill. And Caitlin Herman had one service point. Wood River, 10 kills, one ace block, one ace serve. There were more errors, and we talked about it throughout the set, more errors in Game 2 than in Game 1. But Wood River kept it together. They came back from a six-point deficit. They're now up two games to none of the best of five in the Lou Platte Conference semifinals, taking the first two sets from Ord 25-16 and 25-21. Earlier tonight, Kearney Catholic swept St. Paul 25-8, 25-10, 25-18. The Stars will play the winner of this Thursday night at approximately 7:30, the consolation match, St. Paul against the loser of this, will be played at 6 here on Classic Hits. We'll take a break and head to set 3 right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
Nobody complains when the temperature in your house is just right. But when it's too hot or too cold, you're bound to be uncomfortable. What you need is Rheem Comfort. And Advanced Climate Control is Central Nebraska's Rheem heating and cooling dealer. Advanced Climate Control can do the job from start to finish. Electrical and metal fabrication, too. Ask Advanced Climate Control about Rheem's affordable and energy-efficient line of heating and cooling products, warranties, and tax credits. Grand Island, Hastings, Kearney, St. Paul, Gibbon. AdvancedClimateControl.com. Relax.
And with our producer, engineers, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at St. Paul, where the third set begins with Wood River serving it into the net. So the Chanticleers will get the opening point of the third set, which they must win to keep us in this volleyball match here tonight, because the first two sets go to Wood River. They had two big runs to win game one. They rallied to win game two. Chanticleers at the net. Nikki Carson picked up there by DeVore to keep it alive, and passed over by Lambrecht. Another free ball. Chanticleer's Alexander to Alexander. The sisters connect, and in the net, called on Wood River. 2-0 Ord on a pair of errors. But at this point, the Chants will take it. But you kind of got that feeling. Ord, even though they had the lead in the first set, Wood River was making some errors to help them out. Ord's got to clean things up and earn some points on their own here. And an ace serve. It's passed into the net. They'll call a lift trying to dig it out. And it'll be the second service ace tonight for the freshman, Morgan Alexander. And Ord jumps out to a 3-0 lead. Alexander, don't think this one's over. Chanticleers have played a lot of five-setters under Coach Wendy Alexander. They have been some comeback kids. Here the serve is deep and out of bounds. And Wood River will serve. Alexis Burkhart tries near side. Carson's pass, not the best one of all time, and Ord's not going to be able to get it over. 3-2. That one just kind of spun around at the same place the whole time. And now Wood River, chance to quickly answer here. Not what Ord wanted to see after jumping out 3-0. Wood River's found a way. And the serve by Burkhart. McKinney, close to the net. Alexander is able to get it to Carson. She'll tap it over. Play at the net, tap back over by Fossert. Now Carson takes the swing, and she'll get the kill. That is a match-high eighth kill for Nikki Carson. She has 8. Alexander has 6 for Ord. For Wood River, very balanced. Burkhart and Fisher with 5. Fossert and Lambrecht with 4. And now Megan Alexander to serve it away for the Chanticleers. Tries to go to the near corner, and it is deep. So right back over to the Eagles. Kelly Bossert at the service line here. Bossert, 25 ace serve. She's a pretty darn good server for being a middle blocker. As Carson terminates her Ord. They're not securing the line. They're taking away her angle, but she is pounding the near side line. And Carson now with 9 kills. Ord 5, Wood River 3. And back to serve it away will be Sydney Krumel, who had a successful time there in game 1. She'll spin it down the middle to Bossert. Bossert set Lambrecht into the back corner. There is nobody there. Hope Lambrecht with her 5th kill. That was about as wide open a corner as we've seen tonight on either side. And now it'll be Caitlin Herman to serve the ball away here for Wood River. Herman sends it deep. Krumel plays it on the back line. It's going to be an ace. Caitlin Herman with her first ace. 5-5, set 3. Wood River's up 2-0 in this semifinal, or trying to get back to the finals where they lost to Kearney Catholic last year, and now the serve is deep by Herman and out of bounds. For Ord to do that, they're going to have to rally. And since we went to the 5 sets here in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament, we've seen some exciting 5-setters. Ord's been a part of a few of them. Nikki Carson to serve. Line drive picked up in the back row by Bossert. Sets off the mark, and coming in, Rojas is going to get the kill. Julia Rojas with her first action. We saw Wood River for the first time this season last week. They played Ravenna and Shelton at a triangular, and Rojas got a little work in that match. But this is her first action here. She'll drive it down and then check right out on the service rotation, but DeVore serves it out of bounds. And that's 2 service errors for each team already, 7-6 in this set. And Sydney McKinney will serve it away with that taped up right wrist and thumb. And the serve floats it across there. Overpass. Alexander says thank you very much. And Megan with her seventh kill. Ward 8-6. Ward had three ace serves with River 4 through the first two sets. That's not going to go as an ace, but it was a free one there for Alexander. McKinney comes near side to DeVore. Boss sets middle. Big swing by Lambrick. Blocked up front. Channing clears ace block by the freshman Allison Welniak, her second. We know you're out there in the fields trying to get that harvest in, and we're glad you're along with us tonight here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, St. Paul, and Wood River on the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Sydney McKinney serves it across again, looking for more, but the Channing clears, and it got passed across for the kill. Wood River's going to pick it up to cut it to 9-7, and Lambrick to serve it away. So Ward trying to hold the lead this time. Couldn't hold it all the way through the second set. Carson sets outside. Megan Alexander tries to go near corner and can't get it over the net. Attack error. Point Eagles. And Lambrick, who was the person serving when they went on that game-winning run to end things in the second set, is there again. Carson backs it outside. Here's Pelton. Drives it right at Fisher. Fisher gets it up front. Punched across by Burkhart. Chanticleer's try again. Carson to Alexander. Off the block of Baugh. They get it back to Kelsey. Set outside. Burkhart blocks a little late getting there, but it is blocked by Kaylee Pelton. Woodriver tries again, and this time Krubel digs the back row. Good rally going here. Pelton with the attack for the Chanticleers will finish the point. Third kill for Kaylee Pelton, and it's 10-8. Chanticleers lead by two, but Woodriver's up two games to none here in the conference semifinals. Axtell taking game one from Elm Creek over at the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. And that's just a best of three earlier tonight. Overton had to go three to beat Elwood and make it to the finals. Outside attack here by Burkhart. Keeps the point alive as Ward gets the dig to Alexander. She goes angle. Picked up by Herman. Has to be passed across. Free ball here for the Chanticleers. Carson sets to the right side and Krubel's deep. Point four for Wood River. 10-9. In other volleyball action, Elm Creek 26-24 takes the second set from Axtell, so they force a third set in both semifinals over at the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. And another Chanticleer attack is going to sail deep and out of bounds. So Wood River's got four of the last 5 points to tie it up at 10. And Kelsey Baugh at the service line. Baugh just got it over. McKinney to Carson. From the 10-foot line, Pelton just rolls it over. Fisher with the dig. Ball will go back to Connor. Outside attack. Right into the hands there at Carson. McKinney actually is going to have to set this, and Ward can't punch it across. Another Chanticleer error, and Melanie Reese will come in. Well, there's no doubt about it. Wood River has earned their fair share of points, but both teams right now not playing their best because of all the errors. Good serve again from Bob. Back row attack. Megan Alexander off the attempted block of Bossard and down to the floor. Give Alexander a back row kill. Her eighth. 11-11. Third set. Wood River up two games to none. We're back here on Thursday, then football Friday. Kennesaw at Shelton. Two state-rated teams in D2. Shelton unbeaten. Kennesaw's only lost to top-ranked Giltner. And then Kearney Catholic will be in action at home against Chase County. And that's an ESPN 1460 game. Both games kick off 7 o'clock, pregame 6:30 on Friday. Ord serves it deep and out of bounds. And coming in for a point, Julia Rojas now. And the serve by Alexis Burkhart. McKinney to Carson. Back set to Alexander, and she is deep. Sends that one out into the hallway. 13-11, Wood River. And when you're down two games to none, the margin for error starts to squeeze a little bit here now on the Chanticleers. They've seen this happen already tonight as they let a six-point lead get away last set, now served deep and out of bounds. So Ward gets the break they need. We're halfway through the third set, Wood River 13 and Ward 12. Wood River won the first two sets 25-16 and 25-21. Megan Alexander to serve it away now for the Chanticleers. She'll put a safe floater into the middle. Baugh sets outside. Here's Rojas. Got a half swing on it. Might be good enough. Yes, it is. I think she just caught Ward off guard. Didn't expect her to hit it over because Burkhart was right there with her. And Rojas gets her second kill here of the third set. And Bosser serves it over. Right side attack. Carson missed the near side, but in the net. Going to be called on Wood River. Big point there. Would have put the Eagles up three. Instead, Ord gets the point. And the serve with Sydney Krubel. See if the Chanticleers can take advantage of the break. Krubel, right down the middle to Boss. Good set middle. Lambrecht locked up front. Trudick, ace block. Kenzie Trudick with her first ace block. And we're knotted up again, 14-14. Krubel serve. Takes a run at it. And right down the middle of Wood River, Baugh tips it over to Lambrecht. Good dig by Alexander to save it. Carson punches it back over. Here's Fisher setting Lambrecht. She's blocked again by Trudick and another ace block. Back-to-back ace blocks by Kenzie Trudick, and Ord scores three in a row to take the lead. Neither team has burned a timeout here in the third set. Don't forget at the end of the match, the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final numbers, so stay with us as Krubel again floats it across to Bossert. Back set to Fisher. She's off the net, drives it over the double block. Good dig by Morgan Alexander. Set across by Carson. Bossert's ready. Boss sets outside Rojas. Near side kill. Julia, the junior Rojas, stepping up for Coach Peg Heiss and her Wood River teammates and utilizing her time in the front row. Caitlin Herman now on the serve into the net, though, and Ord will get it back. 16-15. Chanticleers back in Pelton to the front row. And Nikki Carson, one of the many three-year starters on this team, floats it across. Here's a back set slide. Lambrecht cuts it across the green. One arm up by Carson to Krubel. They'll pass it over by Welniak. Free ball. Slide again, Lambrecht. That time it went into the net. Four hits. Didn't matter. They called him across the center line anyway. And so Ord will pick up the point. And now Ord has scored five of the last six to turn a two-point deficit into a two-point lead. 17-15, Chanticleers. Carson serve. They get another one. I'm going to guess we'll see a timeout. Rojas floats it into the back row. Alexander, Carson, outside to Pelton. Pelton blocked up front by Lambrecht. Ord somehow kept it alive but couldn't finish. And Hope Lambrecht will get credit for her. Second ace block. That was a good double block put up there by the Eagles. With Lambrecht and Rojas, and now back to serve it away. Madison DeFore, server and back row specialist for the Eagles. And the junior fires that dart across, picked up in the middle by Krubel, set to the outside. Trudick rolled off of Baugh. Kelsey will set it to the outside. Burkhart block a little late getting there, but Krubel in good position to dig it up. Pelton outside attack. She'll drive it into the back row to Bossert. Wood River will tip it over the double block this time. Chanticleer send it right back. Free ball here, Eagles. Baugh dumps it over. Ward just got a hand on it. Swing by Pelton is going to be good enough for a Chanticleer kill. Fourth kill for Kaylee Pelton. Now you're starting to see Ord earn a few more of their points, and you look up at the scoreboard, and that's why they've got the lead. Sydney McKinney to serve. But Wood River came back in Game 2. Can they do it again here in Game 3? In fact, the Eagles have the lead here in Game 3. As McKinney serves it across. Bonna Lambrecht, short set down and good. Hope with her sixth kill. It is a battle here at St. Paul. This is KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ord, and Wood River. Lambrecht serve, trying to tie it up. Strong one to Krubel. Backs it outside. Pelton, they sent a runner at her, but Pelton drives it into the back row, stays there. Lambrecht's going to try a back row attack, but didn't get much on it. Chanticleers will go to Alexander. She'll roll it into the middle. Here's Baugh, set to Burkhart. Burkhart off the block for the Wood River kill. The seventh for Alexis. It's 18-18, Game 3. Crowd's getting into it again. Chanticleers need this one to stay alive, and Wood River smelling a sweep. Short serve just got across. Ward's going to have to get it to the front row just to punch it over. Free ball again. Baugh short set middle. Bosser drives it across. Krubel with a dig. Carson sets outside Alexander. She goes angle. Up by Burkhart. Set it back to Alexis from off the net. She'll fire it over. McKinney digs it up for Ward. Alexander on the near side drives it through the double block for the Chanticleer point. And for Megan, that's her ninth kill. She and Carson square at nine apiece. While Wood River 7-6-5-4-3-3. Six different players with kills. Tierra Krubel serves for the chance. Lambert gets it to the 10-foot line, and then they have to bump it across for a chance to go up by two. Carson sets Alexander, middle down, and good. Megan Alexander with her 10th kill, or 20, Wood River 18. Our first timeout will be taken. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Doug Dillon, our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, deep into the third set here at the Lou Platt Conference Tournament, or 20, Wood River 18. Wood River's up two sets to none. Serve across Tierra Krumel. Burkhart drives it through the double block. Channing clears. Dig. Carson runs all the way over to just put it up for Alexander. She drives it into the back row to Herman, and it's rolled back over by Burkhart. Channing clears. Back set outside. Here's Krumel to the right hand. Kill. Sydney Krumel, that's her first kill of the match. She's got a block, a couple of points out there from the service line. Three in a row for the Chanticleers to go up 21-18. Wood River needs that ball back, or they may be forced to use their other timeout. Serve to Lambrick. Close to the net. Baugh had to dump it across. McKinney saves it. Carson gets it to the outside. Krumel over the double block. Fisher with a dig. Wood River to the outside, blocked again by Krubel. Return right back to the Chanticleers. McKinney to the right side. Krubel on the swing, down and good. Sydney Krubel dominating the last 2 points. 22-18. Chanticleers 4 in a row. So Wood River made a run to end game two. Ord's trying to do it here in game three. Krubel serve, floater down the middle to Herman. Back set right side. Burkhart, near side attack is out of bounds. They tried to play it, but whiffed. And a break for Ord. And the second timeout will be called here by Wood River. So the Chanticleers have scored 5 in a row after we were knotted up at 18. And it's Ord 23, Wood River 18. Wood River won the first two sets, 25-16 and 25-21. Earlier tonight, Kearney Catholic swept St. Paul 25-8, 25-10, 25-18 at the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, where they only play the best of three. It was the top seed Overton going 3 to beat Elwood. And in the second semifinal, Elm Creek won the second set over Axtell 26-24 to force a third and deciding set. State Girls Golf Tournament today, Norfolk won Class A, and Grand Island finished in third. Hastings was 12th. Class B, that was won by Elkhorn South. Adams Central finished in 10th. Class C, Grand Island Central Catholic is your state champion. So congratulations once again to the Crusaders. And they also had the individual champion today in McKenna-Con. Now let's get back to volleyball here. Out of the second timeout for Wood River, Tierra Krumel serves. Eagles go to Burkhart, and she'll crush it down. Third kill of the game, eighth of the match for Alexis Burkhart. Now Wood River's got to put a run together. And Julia Rojas is going to return to the front row here. DeVore's going to check out. So a little different strategy here in the third set for Coach Peg Heiss. And back to serve it away. Here comes Kelsey Bosch. She's got that little jump serve. If she can get a couple of aces, get them right back into it. But Ord handles this one to Alexander. Rolls it into the back row. Saved by Lambrick. Boss sets to the wide side. Burkhart kill. Good movement there. Give Kelsey Baugh credit for getting that outside to Burkhart. Now DeFore comes back in and Rojas is out. So they may have misstepped there with a substitution, but they save it. Baugh serve now. 23-20 order. Baugh deep. Out of bounds by a couple feet. Right down the middle, but sailed on her. And now Ord will have their first set point of the evening. 24-20. And checking in for the first time, Andy Shellhays will come in to serve for the third set. Shellhays drives it across, strong serve to Lambrecht, overpass, Alexander terminates, and Ord wins set three. Strong serve by Shellhays, and Alexander gets her 11th kill, and we play on. We'll have a fourth set. We'll take a look at the numbers from set three in a minute on Classic Hits.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Let's take a quick look at the numbers I had for Game 3, starting with Wood River, Alexis Burkhart, 2 service points, 4 kills. Kelsey Baugh, 3 service points. Julia Rojas had 3 kills. Hope Lambrecht had 2 service points, an ace block, and 2 kills. And Caitlin Herman had an ace serve. Wood River, 9 kills, 1 ace block, and 1 ace serve. But we didn't see much from Kelly Bossert or Connor Fisher in that third set. Four or Tierra Krubel, 4 service points. Morgan Alexander, 2 service points. 1 was an ace. Kenzie Drudick, 2 ace blocks. Sydney McKinney, 2 service points. Andy Shellhays, a service point. Allison Welniak, an ace block. Kaylee Pelton, 2 kills. Sydney Krubel, 2 service points, 2 kills. Megan Alexander, 5 kills. Nikki Carson, a service point, and 2 kills. Ord had 11 kills, 3 ace blocks, and 1 ace serve as the Chanticleers take Game 3, 25-20 to force a fourth set. Wood River is up 2-1. You're listening to the Lou Platte Conference semifinals from St. Paul here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're back in a minute.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank. Five Points Bank.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your field. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Ord will start the fourth set with the serve. Andy Shellhays is going to stay in there, and she'll fire an ace, so the Chanticleers are up 1-0. Shellhays serves again. On the slide, right side, Burkhart is blocked, and Megan Alexander makes it 2-0, Ord. A game of momentum. And Ord trying to ride it into game number 4. And Shellhays to serve it away again. Overpass, Chanticleers, free ball. Don't get a clean set, though. Alexander will take it across. Partially blocked Bossert. Baugh dumped it across there from the center position. McKinney to Carson, and she rolls it off the single block for another Chanticleer point. 10th kill for Nikki Carson, and just like in Game 3, Ord jumps out 3-0 in Game 4. And Andy Shellhays, who hadn't seen the floor, has now served 4 in a row. Game point in the third set and the first 3 here. Moving it around to Hope Lambrecht. Here's the set ball on the outside. Burkhart trying to put it into the run, but it's dug out McKinney. Carson sets middle, and 2 chance run into each other. They get it across, but a free ball here, and it'll be put away by Kelly Bossert. her fifth kill. For Wood River, Alexis Burkhart leads the way with 9, Hope Lambrecht with 6, Bossert and Fisher with 5 kills. For Ord, 11 for Megan Alexander, 10 for Nikki Carson, Pelton and Drudick with 4. And Vaughn out with the serve. Tierra Krubel dives to dig it up. Alexander rolls it across, picked up there by DeBoer. Right side attack, Fisher with the kill. Connor with her 6th kill. 3-2. Vaughn to serve. Ord trying to take us to the 5th and final set. Wood River trying to get on out of here and make the finals. Carson, termination though. Good quick set to the middle. And Nikki makes it 4-2. Off a good pass and a good set. One that Jack Potashnik would definitely appreciate. Side out, Chanticleers. And back to serve it away. Will be Megan Alexander. Alexander, deep middle, pass is not a very good one. It's overpassed, and Carson put it away, but followed through into the net. Didn't quite float as far onto the Ord side as the Chanticleers were hoping, and Wood River will catch a break there. Rojas back in. It will be Alexis Burkhart. Wood River won the first two sets, 25-16, 25-21. Ord takes the third, 25-20. The winner plays for the conference championship against maybe the best team to ever play in the Lou Platte, Kearney Catholic. We say that because I don't think any other Lou Platte team has ever been ranked as high as 5th in the all-class rankings. And somebody can tell me if I'm wrong on that, but that's where the stars are after they swept St. Paul tonight. Here's Nikki Carson to put up another kill, and the Chanticleers will get the side out 5-3. And back to serve it away, Sydney Krubel, who had a couple of big plays to help things turn around. Strong serve is overpassed, and this time Carson's not in the net. 4 kills already in this set for Nikki Carson. And Ord has switched the momentum to their side. 6-3, 4th set. Ord beat Wood River in a triangular earlier this year, 2-0. But this is the best of 5, so Wood River needs to get 3, and they'll get a kill here from number 3, Connor Fisher. That's her 7th. Side out, Eagles. Again, want to thank Rick Peters, the athletic director, and all the great folks here, as always, at St. Paul for their hospitality. We'll be back here on Thursday. Bossert serves. Ord, quick pickup to the outside. Drudick, huge swing. Baugh picked it up. Lambrecht takes it over. Ord's not there, and Lambrecht's going to get a point. It's a couple times Hope tonight has just been in the right spot at the right time to help out her teammates. And Kelly Bossert to serve, trying to tie it up here early in the 4th set. Over to Alexander, Megan to Morgan to Carson, off the block, out of good. Well, Nikki Carson had a heck of a run through the front row, and now it's her turn to serve. She had 5 kills that rotation, and Ord leads it 7-5. Back into the front row will be Kaylee Pelton. Carson, only a couple points tonight from that service line. This has not been Ord's strongest rotation. It's across, Bonna Lambrecht in the middle, cuts it across, Alexander digs. Carson sends to the outside, and into the net it goes, so Carson just doesn't get the run back there at the service line so far tonight. And here's Caitlin Herman for Wood River. The matchups tonight are way different. It's not always strength on strength between these two teams. As Pelton taps it across, free ball here. Lambrecht gets a swing. Nope, she's just going to tap it over. Stays in the front row to Alexander. Outside Pelton, far angle attack is deep. And out of bounds. Ord was hoping for a tip, but not the case, and now Wood River has scored 4 of the last 5, and we're tied at 7. Herman serve, Libero cuts it from right to left, set to the outside, Drudick, big swing, it's on the back line for a kill. Kenzie's 5th of the match, and Ord takes the lead back at 8-7. Major League Baseball tonight, San Francisco beat Cincinnati 2-1 in 10 innings, Oakland a 1-0 lead over Detroit in the second. Currently airing on ESPN Radio, 1460, 1550. McKinney serves for Ord. Overpassed by Wood River. Baugh directs it over the net. Alexander returns for the Chanticleer, and she'll get the kill. A dozen now for Megan. 9-7. Don't forget at the end of the match, whenever that is, the Misco Sports postgame show. So stay with us. Serve across to Bossert, pass off the mark, Wood River. Rojas tried to punch it over, but into the net it goes. 10-7, Chanticleers. Both coaches off the bench, Coach Heiss always stands back by the service line at the end of her bench, surveying what her Eagles are doing, and she's watching this serve go deep. So back over to the Eagles goes the volleyball. And back to serve it away will be DeVore. Madison served to Krubel. But the outside, Alexander, she'll hammer it home on the near side. Got a great set that time. And Megan, with 13, Ward is not making attack errors here in the fourth set. Carson and Alexander have been dead on. Now Melanie Reese back into the front row. And Tierra Krubel to serve it away for the Chanticleers. It was 18-18, third set, with Wood River up 2-0. And since then, Ward has taken over. Bono with a hip kill for the Eagles. Kelsey's fourth, and she had three back in the second set. That's her first since that time. Hope Lambrick to serve it away. Wood River trying to find a way to scratch out this fourth set. Advance to the finals. Been a while for the Eagles. Back set outside. Here's Pelton driving it over. Overpass by the Eagles, and it is going to fall to the floor. Connor Fisher. That's three for her in this set. And Lambrick stays back there to serve. She has got 12 service points. She and Bob both have 12 to lead the Eagles. Short serve ace. Lambrick dropped it in front of the 10-foot line. Second service ace for Hope. 11-11, and now Wood River has come back. They came back in the second. They came back in the third. And now they're back here in the fourth. Alexander nearside kill says not so fast. To the Chanticleers have 14 kills for Alexander and for Carson. And now back to serve it away will be Shell Hayes. Andy, the 5'8 sophomore, came in and has done well to end the third and to start the fourth. This is our start of the second rotation. But that serve is going to go into the net. She'll check back out. And Morgan Alexander will check in. 12-12, and now Baugh to serve it away for Wood River. Baugh, who has second on the team with 35 ace serves, will not get a chance to go again because the Chanticleers set middle, and Carson will get kill number 15 as she's back into the front row. Multiple substitutions again. Drudick re-enters the front row for the Chanticleers. We have found another level here as Alexander Megan to serve. Lambrick in the back row. Wood River's passing has not been as crisp here lately, but they get a break as Ord mishandles the pass. Connor Fisher was up there again. 13-13 as we're into the second part of game four. And Alexis Burkhart to serve. Burkhart deep and to out of bounds. Trying to find that back line right in the middle of the floor. That is the first service error of the fourth set for Wood River. Ward has committed two service errors. And Sydney Krubel back there to serve. Krubel with two big kills and a block at the key stretch of that third set when it was all not about. She helped get Ord the five-point lead. Rojas rolls it across. Alexander sets to Carson. Blocked but out of bounds. Mickey Carson, number 16. And seven of those are here in this set, which is barely halfway over. Sydney Krubel. 15-13, Chanticleers. Krubel serve, clipped the net, but it comes across to Lambrick, who got it to Bob Fisher in the middle, through the block. Connor Fisher, I've got her for five kills in this set. We mentioned that Fisher and Bossert were quiet in the fourth set, and they've stepped up here, or the third set, they've stepped up here in the fourth. Bossert now to serve it away, trying to tie things up. Alexander, to Carson, to the floor. It's 16-14 Ord. So now we're going back and forth, basically one point at a time here and there. Since the 11-11 tie, Carson now set to serve. Again, this has not been a strong rotation here for Ord tonight. Bossert to Baugh, to Lambrick in the middle, off the block, and Ord gets called for the left. Hope Lambrick with her eighth kill. And back to serve it away, Caitlin Herman. She's picked up one point at a time, She could use one more here for Wood River to tie it up. Wood River up 2-1 over Orr. Served to Krummel, stays in the back row. Carson sets in the back row to Megan Alexander. It hit the tape and came across to Bossert. Set to Rojas. Rojas with the kill. Julia with her fourth. 16-16. Herman on the serve. So just like game three, we were tied at 18. Now it's 16 all here in the fourth. Serve. Down the middle to Krummel. Returned close to the net. Carson kept it out. Right side attack by Drudik. Rojas dug it out. They get it back to Julia. She'll pop it across. Krummel with an egg. Orr tries to punch it out of the net. They do, but a free ball here for Wood River. Short set, Lambrick. Big swing is tipped. And give her the kill. Lambrick with the kill. The tip helped it go out of bounds. It was barely a graze, but Wood River takes the lead at 17-16. And Orr will call timeout. It is our first timeout of the fourth set. Wood River up 2-1 and 17-16 to the fourth. We're back in a minute.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The Orr timeout. The serve is mishit there by the Eagles, and Caitlin Herman had gotten a couple in a row but couldn't get three, so we're tied at 17 over the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. The top two seeds have advanced to the finals, both in three sets, playing the best of three. Elm Creek able to rally after dropping the first set to Axtell and win it 2-1. They'll play Overton in the finals Thursday. Here is a tip kill for Lambrick. Hope will get the ball right back here for Wood River. Here in the Loop Plant, we play the best of five, or this one would have been over by now. And Madison DeVore to serve it away for Wood River, leading at 18-17 to the fourth. Wood River is up 2-1. Ord won the third set. Serve to McKinney. Carson sets outside. Big swing down and good for Kaylee Pelton. Her fifth kill, first of the set. That's probably the best swing we've seen from Pelton. She usually likes to go angle. That time she went to the line. Ord has done near side more than usual, it seems, tonight, or more than we're used to seeing at the high school level. Sierra Krummel to serve. 18-18. This is where Ord went on a 5-0 run last set. What will happen here in the fourth? Carson sets outside. Sydney Krummel drives it through the block for the kill. This is exactly where Krummel came up big in the third. And she gets one here in the fourth. 19-18 Ord. Wood River has both their timeouts. Ord has one. Tiara Krummel to serve. She had four in a row at this spot. Last time a near ace. Overpass Alexander. Drives it over and it's knocked out of bounds by Wood River on the dig. Kill. Megan Alexander. Timeout. Wood River. So here we go again. Three in a row for Ord. They're down 2-1, but up 20-18 in the fourth. It's the Luplat Conference Tournament on Classic Hits.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find their lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Once again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you exciting high school sports like the Loup Platte Conference Tournament. Doug Duda with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns here at St. Paul, where Tiara Krummel has served two in a row. Ord scored three in a row to go up 20-18 over Wood River here in the fourth set. If Ord wins the set, we go to a fifth. who will serve into the net, though. Though each team took their time out. And then we saw a service error to follow as Lambrick serves it across. Outside Alexander, big swing. It's passed back out of bounds for the kill. 21-19 Ord. And Alexander and Carson have been tearing it up. 7-8 for Carson at this set and 5 for Alexander. 13 to the team, 16 kills, far and away their best set from that aspect. And Andy Shellhaze now comes in for Ord. She needed one to finish the third set. She needs four here. The pass is off the mark. Free ball back over to Ord. Carson, your center right now, goes outside Alexander. The block is late. Getting there, free ball. Carson, termination. It was overpassed, and Nikki Carson drives it down. Peg Heiss wants a back row kill, I think, here, but that's not the case. So Carson gets the kill. Shellhaze to serve. 22-19, Ord to the fourth. Shellhaze to toss a little off, but she gets it across. Herman, Taha, to buy the attack. Burkhart into the net. Wood River seems to have lost a little confidence right here, and the final timeout will be called by the Eagles. So Ord on the run, and they're 2 points away from a fifth set. 23-19, Chanticleers. We're back with more in a moment.
A year ago, 6-year-old Nebraska fan Jack Hoffman suffered a seizure. Diagnosed with brain cancer, Jack's story touched Cornhusker All-American Rex Burkhead and the hearts of the Husker Nation. As a result, we at Platte River Radio and other Husker-affiliated radio companies are supporting the sale of Team Jack T-shirts. $10 from each shirt purchase benefits the CureSearch Team Jack Legacy Fund to fight pediatric cancer. Shirts are on sale now, where Husker merchandise is sold at Allen Superstore of Hastings. See complete information at Team Jack on Facebook.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Out of the timeout, Andy Shellhaze serves for Ord. Wood River needs the ball back, and they'll get it with the outside attack, Alexis Burkhart. But that's her first kill of this set, 10th of the match, tied with Lambrick for the team lead. And now it's Kelsey Baugh to serve it away for Wood River. Chanticleer fans making some noise as Baugh puts it safely in the middle to McKinney. Here's Alexander setting middle to Carson, but they call it in. Called in. It was very close. Nikki Carson will get her 19th kill, and it is game point for the Chanticleers. And to serve it away is Megan Alexander. She floats it at Lambrick. It stays in the back row. Bossert passes it up front. Fisher sets it across. Free ball for the Chanticleers. Alexander sets outside. Drudik off the block. Down and good, and we're going to a fifth. Kenzie Drudik with her 6th kill. And they've done it before. They do it again. Falling down 2-0. Ord has rallied to force a 5th set by winning the last 2 sets by the same score of 25-20. We'll head to the 5th, but first some numbers after this timeout.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Here's the unofficial numbers from the fourth set. First off for Wood River, Alexis Burkhart, 1 kill. Connor Fisher, 5 kills. Kelsey Baugh had a service point and a kill. Julia Rojas, a kill. Kelly Bossert, a service point and a kill. Hope Lambrecht had 2 service points. 1 was an ace, 4 kills. And Caitlin Herman, 3 service points. 13 kills, no ace blocks, 1 ace serve for Wood River. For Ord, Tierra Krubel, 2 service points. Kenzie Drudick, 2 kills. Cindy McKinney, 2 service points. Andy Shellhays, 5 service points. 1 was an ace. Kaylee Pelton had a kill. Sydney Krubel, 2 service points and a kill. Megan Alexander, an ace block and 5 kills. And Nikki Carson, 10 kills in the fourth set, as Ord has a match-high 18 kills, 1 ace block, and 1 ace serve, taking the fourth set 25-20. It was Wood River winning the first 2 sets, 25-16, 25-21. Ord was tied at 18 in the third, won at 25-20, and we were tied at 18 in the fourth, and Ord wins it 25-20. We won't get to 18 unless we go overtime here. The fifth set is next on Classic Hits.
Nobody complains when the temperature in your house is just right. But when it's too hot or too cold, you're bound to be uncomfortable. What you need is Rheem Comfort. And Advanced Climate Control is Central Nebraska's Rheem heating and cooling dealer. Advanced Climate Control can do the job from start to finish, electrical and metal fabrication too. Ask Advanced Climate Control about Rheem's affordable and energy-efficient line of heating and cooling products, warranties, and tax credits. Grand Island, Hastings, Kearney, St. Paul, Gibbon, AdvancedClimateControl.com. Relax, it's Rheem.
Well, we just as well play them all. Wood River and Ord ready to do battle here in the fifth set. Wood River won the toss, so they will serve it away with Baugh. Carson sets outside. Pelton rolls it across. Picked up there by Madison DeVore, and we're underway. Burkhart, big swing. Krubel plays it off the back line. Sets outside Alexander. Off the tip, it's picked up by Baugh. Set wide that time to Burkhart. Into the back row, Krubel could rally to start the fifth set. Outside, Sydney Krubel dug out Lambrecht. Here's the set, Fisher. She's just going to take it across. Dig Carson. McKinney sets it to Krubel again. Tries near side, hits the tape, bounces around, and they will not get it back on the Wood River side. So the long rally, Sydney Krubel. She's only got 4 kills, but each one of them have been very important for Ord. And Andy Shellhays now to serve it away. And the serve across to Bossert. The right side attack, Burkhart is deep and out of bounds. Ord's up 2-0. Shellhays to go again. Wood River nearly had this one wrapped up. Now they're on their heels. Shellhays into the net. Side out, Chanticleers. Side out Wood River. Burkhart to serve after the service error by Ord. Football Friday, Kennesaw Shelton here on Classic Hits. Kearney Catholic, Chase County on ESPN 1460. Wood River returns the favor and they serve it out of bounds. Ord 3, Wood River 1. Ord wins. It sets up a rematch with Kearney Catholic from last year's championship. Kearney Catholic has already taken care of both these teams this year. They've taken care of everyone. Middle attack, Fisher, through the double block, go Wood River kill. Connor Fisher, 11 kills for her, 10 for Hope Lambrecht, 10 for Alexis Burkhart, that's what I have for Wood River. Nikki Carson, 19 for Ord, Megan Alexander, 16. Serve is across, Ord goes to Carson, down and good, there's number 20. Big time players step up in a big time games, and Carson puts it down there. It's happened on both teams so far. 4-2 Ord. Again, we only played a 15 in the fifth set. You still have to win by 2. Sydney Krubel to serve. Back corner, great serve. Picked up Fisher, set middle to Lambrecht. She tips it across. Couple of diving saves. Ord gets it across. Free ball here for the Eagles, though. Short set, Lambrecht. She'll terminate. So Wood River did what they needed to do there after Ord got out of system, and Hope Lambrecht with her 11th kill. Don't forget, at the end of the match, the Bisco Sports postgame show. We'll run down the final stats, hopefully get a chance to talk to at least one of the coaches, and send you on your way for this Tuesday night. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Wood River, Ord, and St. Paul, plus PlatteRiverPreps.com. Herman serve, Carson's termination. Nikki Carson, maybe the best game of her senior season so far. 5-3 Ord, but again, Carson back to serve. Ord just not scoring on this particular rotation. Let's see if that changes here. Wood River wants to get it right back. Carson Hayes, that'll do it. That one had all kinds of movement as if she mishit it. As Carson serves it pretty much right down the middle. And Nikki Carson, just her third point of the evening from the service line and her first ace. 6-3 Ord. Carson tries the same thing. Herman gets it up. Bond, a Lambrick to the middle. Dug out by Carson. Pass stays in the back row, though. And Carson will have to punch it across to Burkhart. Uh-oh, they do get it over. And it's going to work. The pass to Baugh was not good. She just put her fist out to keep it out of the net. It went right back to Alexis Burkhart, who set it across. And Ward wasn't expecting that series of events. And the corner was open. Wood River gets a much-needed point. Madison DeBoer to score, or to serve. To Krummel, Carson sets. Back row attack here, Megan Alexander. Dug out by DeBoer, overpass, free ball. Blocked up there by Lambrick. Points still alive, and a hit wide and out of bounds by the Chanticleers. The attack error. One-point game. 6-5 Ord. That's DeBoer's first service point since the second set, so they hadn't been doing much on her serve either. Serve across to Tierra Krummel. Carson sets middle. Pelton off the block of Lambrick. Dug out by DeBoer. It's in the middle of the floor. Sent to the outside. Burkhart. It's wide open. Alexis Burkhart. 12th kill. 6-6. Fifth set. Don't forget, you can check out not only the podcast after our sporting events, but photos as well on PlatteRiverPreps.com from tonight's two matches. Kearney Catholic sweeping St. Paul. Wood River North here in the fifth. Tied at 6. Serve across. Or to the back row. Alexander on the attack. Dung out Bossert, middle, Lambrick tips it over, Alexander, one arm up, sent over by Pelton. And here comes Lambrick to the middle, one arm up by Krummel, Ward saves, they return it again. It's advantage Wood River, short set, no, dumped across, Baugh, and it is down on the floor. Kelsey Baugh, her fifth kill, four in a row, Wood River, they're up 7-6. Timeout, Chanticleers. Wood River won the first two sets. Ord won the next two and was up 6-3, but now Wood River has scored four in a row. We played a 15 in the fifth. It's Wood River 7, Ord 6 on Classic Hits.
The most recommended.
Fall brings a dramatic increase in deer activity. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, owner of Eustis Body Shop.
Last fall, I hit a deer just south of town, and it scared me to death. I called Eustis Body Shop for a tow, and from that point on, I had no reason to worry.
We sincerely hope a collision with a deer never happens to you. But if it does, remember that our five locations in central Nebraska can bring you back to factory specs faster. Eustis Body Shop, where we take the dent out of accident.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Timeout. We're back to action. Ord tips it across the net. Wood River scrambles to get it back across. They pass it over. Free ball here for the Chanticleers. Carson sets outside Drudick. Off the block, down and good. And Ord ties it at 7. Kenzie Drudick's 7th kill. 7-7. Halfway home in the 5th set for a berth in the conference championship against undefeated, top-ranked Kearney Catholic. Top-ranked in C1, 5th of the all-class standings. But you can't pull an upset if you're not there. So both teams are battling as McKinney serves for Ward. Short set, Lambrick, the quick is down and good. Haven't seen that in a little while from Wood River. But Hope Lambrick now with a dozen kills, matching Alexis Burkhart for the team high. And Burkhart into the front row as Lambrick comes back to serve it away. Hope, short one here to McKinney. Carson, good set to the outside. Alexander, near side attempt, is down and good. Fisher dug it. But nobody could get to the set. Baugh got blocked out by one of her teammates, and it fell right in the middle of the floor at the net. Megan Alexander, 17 kills. And that's second on the team to Carson's 21. And now Tierra Krubel to serve. Last couple times back there, she's done well. Baugh sets outside. Burkhart off the double block. Krubel with a dig. Carson sets middle. She'll go to the outside now. And Alexander paints the corner. Ord takes the lead, and timeout, Wood River. Ord 9, Wood River 8, the fifth and deciding set here on Classic Hits.
Can't seem to find the right school, car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Well, this one is about over, but it's went all the way to the fifth set. And it's 9-8 Ord trying to rally from 2 cents to none down. Major League Baseball, they're going to the top of the fifth. Oakland 1, Detroit nothing. Currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550, so you might want to check that out after volleyball. Earlier tonight, San Francisco kept their season alive with a 2-1, 10-inning victory at Cincinnati. Looks like we're going to have a Major League Baseball triple header for you tomorrow on ESPN starting at 3. Back here, Tierra Krubel with the serve. Out of the Wood River timeout, they go to Burkhart. Half swing, Krubel digs. Carson sets outside. Alexander tips over the double block. Right on the line, Fisher picks it up to Burkhart. Off the block, right back to the Eagles. Boss sends it into the back row to Krubel. In the middle of the floor, Carson. Back set to Krubel, and she's deep. Tierra with the dig. Sydney is the attacker, and that one is deep. 9-9. And number 9, Kelsey Baugh, to serve it up here for the Eagles. Mesco Sports post-game show coming up. Stay with us. Baugh with 11, 12 service points, has a couple of aces tonight. And she's going to get one more. Baugh with the ace serve. That's her first ace since the opening set. And it's a big one to give Wood River a 10-9 lead here in the fifth. Ball serve into the net, though. And so the two serves even out 10-10. Each team has a timeout remaining. Morgan Alexander is going to come in to serve this time. She and Shell Hayes have been sharing that spot here lately. And the freshman serves this one into DeVore. Baugh at the net, sets outside Fisher against the single block, down and good. They only threw a single at Fisher, and she's able to drive it around there for her 12th kill. Wood River 11, Ord 10. Alexis Burkhart to serve. Fifth and deciding set here on Classic Hits 98.9 at FlatRiverPreps.com. Burkhart serve right down the middle to McKinney. Alexander sets Carson, and she hammers it home. You could tell before that even was set that Carson was licking her chops. Kill number 22 for Nikki Carson. 11-11. Tied at 7. Tied at 8. Tied at 9. Tied at 10. Tied at 11. Megan Alexander served to Lambrick. Bob backs up. Sets middle. Fisher tips over the double block for a kill. Number 13. Fisher has 3 in the set. The 7th kill of this set, 8th kill of this set. The teams are earning it. 12-11 Wood River. Kelly Fosser to serve. Only going to take a team one little run to get this one done. Carson has to roll it over. Chance here for Wood River. Baugh sets it over to Alexander. Carson sits outside. Drudick drives it over. It's good. Kenzie Drudick, her 8th kill. 12-12. It can't be any closer. And Sydney Krubel to serve. Got a feeling the first team to get the 2 in a row is going to win it. Let's see what happens. Chani clears. Serve it with Krubel. Across to Bossert. Pass to Baugh. Middle to Lambrick. She's blocked by Carson. It's dug out, though, by Burkhart. Sent back over. Carson attack down and good. And the Chani clears take the lead. 13-12. Timeout. Wood River. Their final timeout. It's Ord 13, Wood River 12, fifth and final set. You're listening to the Blue Platte Conference Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clipboard.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Wood River trying to avenge an earlier season loss to Ord. And they were up 2-0, winning the first two sets 25-16, 25-21. The third and fourth sets were tied at 18 both times, and Ord won them both 25-20. We've been tied at every point since 7-7. Wood River needs to get one here. It's 13-12 Ord off the final Wood River timeout, and Sydney Krumel to serve it away. Krumel serve across to Burkhart. Baugh going to back set right side. Fisher just set it across. Couple of one arms, good enough for Ord to get it over, but it's a free ball. Baugh sets Lambrick to the middle. Termination, Eagles. Wood River got away with one. They went with the timid tip, and they're able to get the ball back for Lambrick's 13th kill. We're tied at 13, and Coach Wendy Alexander says, I'm not going to wait for game point. I'm going to use it right here. What a match this has turned out to be. Time out on the board. Fifth game, 13-13. Whoever gets the two-point lead first will win it. Ord jumped out to a 6-3 lead here in the fifth, and then four consecutive points by Wood River gave them the 7-6 lead, and we have been tied at every point between 7 and 13 since that point. It is all tied up 13-13. When we come to the end of our match, we will be bringing you the Misco Sports Post Game Show here on Classic Hits. Thanks for being with us. We're back here on Thursday. Consolation 6, followed by the championship. Kearney Catholic will be in the championship. St. Paul in the consolation against these two teams, depending on how the next handful of points come out. In Overton tonight at the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, they just played the best of three. They both went three. Overton beat Elwood. Elm Creek beat Axtell. Caitlin Herman now to serve it away. Both teams are out of timeouts. Wood River to serve. 13-13 to the fifth. Herman serve. Deep. Online. Ord let it go, and it was in. Ace serve. Herman. Match point. Wood River. Now Ord needs to make sure that we're tied at every number since 7-all. And we're waiting for a volleyball to get over here to Herman. And Wood River finally has their first match point. Here's the serve by Herman. They let it go. It's out. Herman didn't miss by much, but out of bounds, and it's 14-all. Now Nikki Carson to serve, and as we've said, they've only had 3 points all night on her serve. She got an ace last time she was back there. 14-all, and number 14, Carson, serves it to Bossard. Boss, short set, Lambrick, blocked up front by Drudick. Wood River picks it apart to Rojas. No, Lambrick will float it over. Free ball here for Ord. Carson sets outside. She's blocked out of bounds at point Ord. Kaylee Pelton took it off Lambrick and blocked out of bounds. And now Ord serves for the match. 15-14, Chanticleers. And now Carson to serve. The lefty floats it across safely to Bossert. Boss sets Lambrick short in the middle. She's blocked. It's out of bounds. Point Wood River. We play on. Hope Lambrick's 14th kill. 15-15. Madison DeVore. She was the last person to get a run on her serve. Had three in a row to get that 7-6 lead. DeVore serve. Just got across to Alexander. Carson short set middle. Pelton. She is blocked back to Ord. They're going to have to just bump it across. Free ball here for Wood River. DeVore to Baugh. Short set. Lambrick down and good. Match point number two coming up for the Eagles. Kill number 15 for Hope Lambrick. 16-15 Wood River. Madison DeVore to serve for the match. Match point number two. DeVore serve to Tierra Krumel. Carson sets outside. Drudick drives it down. Kenzie Drudick, 3 kills in this set, 9 in the match. 16-16. Both fans on their feet except those who can't take it anymore. Sydney McKinney to serve for Ord. All the way to that far left-hand corner. Floats it down the middle to Fisher. Baugh close to the net. Short set. Lambrick tips it across. Great dig by McKinney to keep it alive. Here's the tip across by Pelton. Great save by DeVore. Into the back row for Ord. Here's the set outside. Alexander off the block. In the net on Wood River. And Wood River coach Peg Heiss wants to know who was in the net. And it is 17-16 board. Match point number two for the Chanticleers. McKinney to serve. Across it comes to Fisher. Baugh sets. Lambrecht again. It's blocked, but Ward has it. Carson, back set. Outside Pelton. Stuck out by the Eagles. They run into each other. The swing by Burkhart. One arm up. Chanticleers are going to get a swing. Megan Alexander outside. Put it into the net. Attack air. Point Wood River. 17. Number 17, Hope Lambrecht to serve for Wood River. And Lambrecht serve across the Tierra Krubel. Carson set outside. Megan Alexander. Lambrecht with the dig. It's near the stands. Pass back in. Fisher. It's saved. Ward has a free ball. Carson sets Alexander again. This time it's dug out. Lambrecht all the way back to the Chanticleers on the overpass. Here's Pelton on the attack. It's out. Was it tip? Ward wants a tip. They're not going to get it. Point Wood River, 18-17. And Wood River gets their third match point. And they want a rotation check. Be a horrible time to be out of rotation. Wood River wants the rotation check here. And they better get Lambrecht back there. She served it last time. She was back there. Now they got Baugh back there. Well, this is interesting. It's match point number three. It's 18-17 in the fifth. Hard to go much deeper than this. Now we have a look at the scorers table. Did Wood River just get away with the wrong server? No, they did not. So here we go. For the fifth time, we serve for a match, the third time for Wood River. Lambrecht serve across to McKinney. Carson, good pass to the outside. Alexander, partially blocked. Ward digs. Carson, McKinney sets to the outside. Pelton, it just got over the net. Ball's above the net. Joust comes to Ward. McKinney sets outside. One more time, Pelton. Oh, she tipped it across. Free ball, Wood River. But they're going to be at the 10-foot line. Burkhart sends it wide. 18-18. Again, if you're just joining us, we're in the fifth set. Wood River won the first two. Ord won the next two. We've been tied at every single point since 7-7. It's 18-18 in the fifth. Tierra Krubel to serve for Ord. Over to Lambrecht. Bossert's middle. Bossert on the swing. Down and good. Kelly Bossert just her sixth kill. Match point number four for Wood River. And Kelsey Baugh to serve. Who will break through? Wood River gets another chance here. 19-18. And ball with a serve. Safely down the middle of Tierra Krubel. Carson sets outside. Megan Alexander again down and good. We play on. 19-19. The 19th kill for Megan Alexander. Both teams are out of timeouts. Third time. Fourth time that Ord's fought off match point. Morgan Alexander, the freshman, to serve here in the fifth set. Alexander serve into the net. Match point number five for Wood River. Alexis Burkhart will try her hand at the service line. Here we go with Burkhart and the serve. Tries the corner here to Carson, close to the net. Set it back to Nikki. It hit the tape. It's dug out by Wood River, but passed out of bounds. The dig was an overpass out of bounds. Carson, her 24th kill. 20-20 in the fifth. And serving it away will be Megan Alexander. Remember, it was 18-18 the last two sets. Ward won them both. Wood River trying to turn the tide. Fisher in the middle sets it across. That's good enough. Hunter Fisher makes it 21-20, Wood River. Match point number six. We made it all the way through the rotation one time here, and it's Kelly Bossert to serve for Wood River. Match point six. A little wide, but Drudik has it. Alexander sets. Carson terminates. Incredible volleyball here on Classic Hits. KKPR-FM, Kearney, Wood River, Ord. The Lou Platt semifinals. Two evenly matched teams. Toe-to-toe, 21-21 in the fifth. Sydney Krubel to serve for Ord. And it just got over. It's going to be passed back. Out of bounds. Oh, my goodness, was that close. Oh, my goodness, was that close. It was close to being deep, close to being wide, and it was both a serve. And it's match point number four for Ward, 22-21. Ward gets a chance. Krubel serve to Bossert. Bossets. Lambrick's back in the front row. The set's a little off. She tips it over. Three ball Ward. Carson in the middle. It's blocked by Hope Lambrick. They sent the freshman Woliak. It wasn't a high enough set, and Lambrick was right there to block it. Everybody stepping up. 22-22. Caitlin Herman serves it across. Overpass into the net. A serve. Herman with her second ace of this match, this set. And this is the seventh match point for Wood River. 23-22 Eagles. Herman serve. Floats into the back corner to Alexander. Alexander gets it outside. Carson dumps it down. They're going to call her for a lift. Oh, what a way to end the match. They're going to call Nikki Carson for palming the volleyball instead of slamming it straight down. And Wood River is going to win the match 24-22 in the fifth set. Ord came back from 2-0 down. They served for the match four times. Wood River served for the match seven times. And the Eagles, after a long, long break, are back in the Lou Platte Conference Finals. And what a memorable match it is here tonight. 25-16, 25-21, 20-25, 20-25, 24-22. Wood River outlasts Ord to even the series between the two teams in a game apiece, and they will not play again this year because they are in C1 and C2 different classes. Wood River improves to 18-4. Ord will fall to 18-6. Ord will get a chance to avenge one of those losses when they play in the consolation game against St. Paul Thursday at 6, while Wood River will get another crack at undefeated Kearney Catholic in the championship game coming up on Thursday night. We'll take a break. The Nabisco Sports postgame show is next.
Nobody complains when the temperature in your house is just right. But when it's too hot or too cold, you're bound to be uncomfortable. What you need is Rheem Comfort. And Advanced Climate Control is Central Nebraska's Rheem heating and cooling dealer. Advanced Climate Control can do the job from start to finish. Electrical and metal fabrication, too. Ask Advanced Climate Control about Rheem's affordable and energy-efficient line of heating and cooling products, warranties, and tax credits. Grand Island, Hastings, Kearney, St. Paul, Gibbon. AdvancedClimateControl.com. Relax. It's Rheem.
Nabisco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Nabisco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Nabisco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Nabisco Sports.
And welcome back to St. Paul, where an incredible five-set match has come to an end. And I'll have to look back and try to resuscitate some of the brain cells, but I don't think I've ever done a volleyball match that made it to 24-22 in the fifth set until tonight. And it's time for the Nabisco Sports postgame show. Get your game on at Nabisco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Nabisco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. We'll look at the stats in just a little bit. But right now, victorious coach Peg Heiss comes up. And, Coach, boy, it looked like you guys were in good shape, in control. It was a tight match all the way through. We saw some great volleyball. Kind of in the middle, I think we saw both teams see who could make least errors in the second, towards the end of the second and the third. But you find a way to pull this one out 24-22. What an emotional match this had to be, seeing the two-set lead to get away and then coming back and winning this fifth set.
Well, Ord definitely has a tradition of winning five-set matches. If you remember last year, for them to get to the state tournament, it was five-set, you know, the whole way in. So their experience is a lot more than what ours is. In fact, I think that's the first five-set match we've been in quite a few years.
Well, they found a way to do it. Just take me through We were tied at every point from 7 to 22. You guys served for the match 7 times, and they served for it or did 4 times, and it was just always somebody making a play. I thought the fifth set was more about kids making plays. There was a couple timid tips out there, but for the most part, the kids stepped up and made the plays.
Yeah, both sides. You know, when Wendy or I, whoever called the timeout, you know, I just told the girls, when they get a side out, then you get one. When they get a kill, then you get one. I mean, don't let yourself get 3 or 4 points behind. You know, that's hard to make up in the fifth set, and that's kind of how it panned out. You know, when we're getting too close to someone winning, then it just went back and forth. And, you know, it was some good aggressive volleyball, good passing, good digs, good serves.
What was different about this match than the first time that you played Ord earlier this season?
That's hard to explain. You know, when we played them that first time, we think we're ready, and then we go out, and, you know, they're experienced, and their serve took us out. Their hitting took us out. I mean, just they just took us out. And tonight, you know, when I talked to the girls ahead of time, they wanted a rematch. Well, you only want a rematch if you're going to compete,
yeah.
And we competed, so I was happy about that.
Well, both teams are pretty balanced. I think Alexander and Carson, when you talk balance for Ord, it's supposed to be those two. You have to be balanced 4 or 5 girls down, and you were tonight. I had Hope with 15. I had Connor with 14. I had Alexis with 12. You got Ba doing her thing out there. I mean, it's going to be hard to find fault with much of anything tonight, because basically you're going to remember the fifth set and not probably much before that.
That's pretty much all I remember. You know, it's a remember the good, that's for sure. You know, we've had spurts of being balanced, and we've had spurts of one person gets 20 kills and one gets 3. Tonight, you know, we distributed the ball well, and when someone wasn't on, we got it to someone else and they took care of it. You know, when it came down, though, the girls dug down and, you know, did what they had to and got it done, took care of it.
Well, now you're going to have the huge task of playing Kearney Catholic, but as we said during this rally, the only way you get a chance to pull the memorable upset is to be there on Thursday night, and you guys are there. Well, besides, I suppose, playing near the perfect match, what are you looking at on Thursday?
We just need to make improvements on our game. You know, if it's setting small goals, getting ace serves, or where, you know, they don't get a clean swing out of serve receive, or just, you know, offensively we get good swings, or we work on coverage or whatever. You know, we just have to goal set, and the girls are good about that, and they're good at attaining those too.
Well, they want to go celebrate some more, so we'll let you get down there, and you got school tomorrow and all that stuff, but congratulations, great match. We'll see you Thursday.
Thanks, Doug, appreciate it.
You bet. Peg High's victorious Wood River Eagles tonight, taking us overtime 24-22 in the fifth set, and we will take a break. Look at all the stats on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cenex gasoline and fill your tummy with all of your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cenex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
On the Misco Sports Postgame Show, let's take a look at the numbers first off from the fifth set unofficially for Ord. I had Tierra Krummel with 1 service point. Then we go to Kenzie Trudick, who had 3 kills. Sydney McKinney had a service point. Andy Shellhays had a service point. Kaylee Pelton had a kill. Sydney Krummel, 2 service points. 1 was an ace, 1 kill. Megan Alexander had 3 kills. And Nikki Carson, 2 service points, 1 was an ace, and she had 6 more kills in that fifth set. 14 kills, no ace blocks, 2 ace serves for Ord. For Wood River, see if we can get this correct for you. We had Alexis Burkhart with 2 kills. Connor Fisher had 4 kills. Then Kelsey Baugh had an ace serve and 1 kill. Kelly Bossert had 1 kill. Madison DeVore, 4 service points. Hope Lambrecht, a service point, an ace block, and 5 kills. And Caitlin Herman, 3 service points. 2 of those were aces. 13 kills, 1 ace block, and 3 ace serves, so almost identical for the points there, showing how few errors we had in that fifth set as Wood River wins it in epic fashion. You got to be the first one to 15. Well, tonight you had to be the first one to 24. 24-22 as we just about played a full fifth set. We'll take a final break and give you the comprehensive numbers right after this.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
Well, here's the final overall numbers for our match tonight. First of all, for the Chanticleers, Tierra Krumel ended up with 7 service points in the match. Morgan Alexander, 5 service points, 2 of them aces. Kenzie Drudick, 2 ace blocks, 9 kills. She stepped up big for the chance tonight. Sydney McKinney had 7 service points. Andy Shellhay, 7 service points. One of those was an ace. Allison Welniak, 2 ace blocks, 1 kill. Kaylee Pelton helped Ward turn things around, her and Krumel in that third, fourth, and into the fifth set. Pelton had 1 service point, an ace block, 6 kills. Sydney Krumel had 10 service points, 2 of them aces, an ace block, and 4 kills. Megan Alexander, 5 service points, 1 was an ace block, and 19 kills. And Nikki Carson, 4 service points, 1 was an ace, and I had Nikki Carson for 25 kills in the match tonight. So between Carson and Alexander, they had 44 kills here this evening. 63 kills unofficially for Ward in the match tonight. 7 ace blocks and a total of 7 ace serves, which is good enough any other night. 63 kills, 7 ace blocks, and 7 ace serves, 20, 38, 48, 58. Yeah, that's right, 63. But Ord will fall to 18-6 as Wood River avenges a loss to them. Ord will play St. Paul in the consolation game at 6 o'clock here in St. Paul, and that match coming your way on Thursday night. Then after the conference tournament here for the Chanticleers, they will be playing in a triangular at Burwell with Elgin and Burwell, and then they go to Gibbon to wrap up the season with Gibbon and Ravenna. Ord will be favored in all of those, and if they can avenge that loss, they'd be looking at a 5-game winning streak and getting to 23 wins on the season. But St. Paul have something to say about that. St. Paul beat Ord opening night duel in 5 sets. For Wood River, Alexis Burkhardt, 5 service points. 1 was an ace, 2 ace blocks, 12 kills. Connor Fisher, 14 kills. Kelsey Baugh had 13 service points, 3 of them aces, 5 kills. Julia Rojas, 4 kills. Kelly Bossert, 3 service points, 6 kills. Madison DeVore, 8 service points. Hope Lambrecht led the team tonight in all categories, serving, blocking, and on kills. I had her for 14 service points, 2 of them aces, 3 ace blocks, and 15 kills, while Caitlin Herman had 9 service points, 3 of them were aces, including 2 in the fifth and final set. 56 kills unofficially tonight for Wood River. They also had 5 ace blocks, and it looks like a total of 9 ace serves as Wood River improves to 18-4 on the season. And this Wood River team, they're good, folks. Now, they've avenged a loss to Ord. Their other losses are to number 1 Kearney Catholic, number 1 Hastings St. Cecilia, and undefeated North Platte St. Pat's. Wood River 18-4 gets their second crack at Kearney Catholic in the championship on Thursday night, and then after the conference tournament for Wood River, they will have a triangular with St. Paul and Gibbon at Gibbon, and then host their own tournament on the 20th to wrap things up. Well, it wasn't nearly as exciting to start the night. Kearney Catholic came out and played outstanding as they swept St. Paul 25-8, 25-10, 25-18. They were up 19-6 in that third set and put in everybody on the bench, and St. Paul made a little bit of a run there. And then here in the final semifinal, Wood River picks up the win in 5 sets. And you've been listening to the Misco Sports Post Game Show. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Friday Night Football, Kennesaw at Shelton here on Classic Hits. Kearney Catholic will host Chase County on ESPN 1460. Major League Baseball, they go to the bottom of the sixth. Oakland at home leading Detroit 2-0. They need to win to keep the series alive. Earlier today, San Francisco beat Cincinnati 2-1 in 10 innings. If Oakland wins, then we've got four baseball games tomorrow and a triple-header on ESPN Radio. Again, thanks to Rick Peters and all the folks here at St. Paul, to the many sponsors and to the coaches that helped make tonight's broadcast possible. The final score, it is Wood River over Ord, 25-16, 25-21, 20-25, 20-25, and 24-22 in the fifth. We'll see you back here Thursday night for our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns. I'm Doug Duda. Good night, everyone.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.